Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great photos and videos and stories and pictures and stuff I post of animals. And you got to see the great – it's a little film of golden retriever clips. And, of course, since the dog half of my heart belongs to golden retrievers, I, of course, think it's outstanding. And I'm just totally crazy about this golden retriever in this full-body rain suit. And all that's sticking out is his fluffy tail out the rear end. And anyway, it's very cute. I have to say, though, that golden retrievers don't need raincoats. I mean, Robbie has a raincoat, and he'll wear it if I put it on him. But, you know, he doesn't need a raincoat. He loves to be in the rain.
It's not just a raincoat. There's, like, little red boots as well. So
Yeah. The whole shebang. That's probably just to keep him clean because, you know, goldens, they get, show them a mud puddle, and they're in it in 2 seconds. That's just part of golden retrievers. They love the water and love mud puddles and all that good stuff. So anyway, check that all out. And in case you're just joining us, it's the first Sunday of February, and that means shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday and helping all kinds of animals would be our next guest. And she would be the founder and president and chief cook and bottle washer, as I call her, for Help Animals India. Good morning, Eileen Weintraub, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, Martha. Good morning. Hello, everybody.
Hey, and how are you doing now that it's February?
Well, it's okay. We got through the end of the year. So a lot of work to do at the end of the year. And we're just looking forward to helping out a lot this year. So we got a lot of projects to tell you about. And today
Excellent.
I wanted to tell you about some history of India's animals.
Well, that would be great because, I mean, the first thing we have to start is just keeping in mind that there may be someone just tuning in that's never heard this before. So tell us what Help Animals India is all about, and then we'd love to hear some history.
Yeah, I agree, because the other day I was listening to KKNW, and I was wondering, you know, who was talking or what they, you know, you listen to 50, you know, if you just tune in the car,
right,
whatever, you don't really know what's going on. So I represent Help Animals India, which is a USA charity located right here in the Seattle area. And we fund, advise, and, fund many animal shelters and animal groups, and some individuals as well in India and Nepal, who are just doing a fantastic job helping all sorts of animals. So mostly dogs, cats, and a few elephants, and, you know, wildlife. And they are just putting their heart and soul into it every day. So, our small amount of money that we send them makes a huge difference there. So that's what motivates us to keep helping.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And that's what I love is that, India has, you know, a lot of different kind of animals than we have. And so there are a lot of animals and different kinds to take care of. And it's not like there's just one organization, one Help Animals India storefront somewhere in India. Eileen keeps track of, I swear, all the animals in India and all the work that is going on, and Help Animals India supports all kinds of different organizations and different kind of animals. So it's really wonderful to contribute and know that my contribution goes to help, you know, dogs and cats and elephants and, you know, monkeys and whoever else is, you know, hanging out over there. So you've got some history to share with us, did you say?
Yeah, today I just wanted to talk about animal welfare in India and highlight one group, which,
yeah.
As you know, I don't do many emails. I'm just doing another one pretty soon, and we just do them about once every other month. And I wanted to highlight what's called the Blue Cross of India in the city of Chennai. Now, Chennai used to be called Madras back in the days of the British.
Okay.
They changed their name. Actually, when I first visited there, I stayed at the Madras Cricket Club. they have cricket in India, so that was a riot staying at the cricket club facilities. Very old school kind of British style.
But, uh-huh.
Anyhow, so I went to this animal shelter, and it started in 1964. And I said to the founder, "Oh, you were one of the first animal shelters in India." And he just laughed and said, "Animal shelter, you know, it's been around for thousands of years, the idea of taking in, sheltering, helping animals, mostly through the Jain religion." J-A-I-N, because they believe in protecting all life.
I've never heard that term before.
Yeah, but those animal shelters were mostly to take in cows, and they didn't actually go out and help other animals, and certainly the idea of dog and cat spay neuter was, you know, it didn't exist.
Right.
So so this is what I'm putting some of the history in the email, because there's a book that just came out about it. And so the Blue Cross of India was the first in the world to propose spay neuter as a dog population measure to replace the brutal killing of dogs. So, you know, they would kill the dogs in all sorts of ways. I won't really into them here. And this still does happen in some parts of India, but it's illegal. Mm. So doing the spay neuter and vaccination resulted in the dramatic reduction of rabies cases in humans also. So they called it ABC, animal birth control, because they said it's as easy as ABC. But not really. It's not really that easy. And so then ABC and anti-rabies was endorsed by the World Health Organization, but it took until 1990, and then made a national policy in 1997, and finally a legal requirement in India in 2001. So killing the dogs in India is actually illegal, the street dogs. And as you know, Martha, we've told you how there's still so many street dogs.
Well, I mean, now you know the number that sticks in my head always is 33 million street dogs. Now, do you think that's still accurate, or has it gone down?
Maybe ask Merritt Clifton from Animals 24/7.
Ah, he might know. Okay.
he has a mind to keep up with all that. His mind's like a computer. It's incredible. So, the street dogs, they also call them community dogs, and they are a native species of dog. And, you know, we've described them before, you know, medium size, short hair, with the pointed ears, very, very intelligent dogs. And so they're still part of the community, where sometimes, you know, they might not be owned and with a leash and a collar, but they might be looked after by people in the neighborhood. So every dog has, you know, every block has a few dogs. So that's kind of workable, but you know, when you see us dogs running around, you know, the mega cities, you know, with skyscrapers, it doesn't really work so well.
Yeah.
But so anyhow, getting back to the things that the Blue Cross of India has done, they banned animal dissection in schools and replaced with computer models.
Wow.
And then they have a lot of humane education, and they have the yearly Great Indian Dog Show. So you know how we have dog shows here with all the breeds. They'll just have, you have to have an Indian dog, or we call them a mongrel, to participate in the show.
Uh-huh.
So giving pride to the people who own these dogs, and they are adoptable also. And so they have that every year. So there's a wonderful dog show.
Wow, how fun.
And they also have Dr. Dog programs, which is a dog therapy program for children, you know, like we have therapy dogs. But they call it Dr. Dog, which is really cute.
Well, how wonderful. Wonderful. So sounds like there's a lot of good, you know, some good organizations over there doing really good work.
Yeah, they are busy. You know, India is a very busy, crowded place. So anyhow, getting back to India in general and India animal welfare. So there was one group that I was helping, and they had the name that included SPCA. So SPCA goes back to what we had at ASPCA. Everyone's familiar with that. But that's Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. And that started over 100 years ago in New York City when they were, you know, you couldn't whip your carriage dogs. And you know, cruelty that way. But it wasn't really helping all the animals. So one group, they had the SPCA name, they had to change it. So I suggested, and I'm still proud of this, they changed it to Society for Protection and Care of Animals. So, you know, in other words, it's not just enough to say, well, you can't beat that animal, which, you know, you have to do that too and report that cruelty. But, you know, you can't turn a blind eye. You have to go out and rescue the animals and, you know, help them out daily basis, as you know,
wonderful.
As we all know to do here.
Yeah, yeah. When you were talking about the street dogs, reminded me, and I don't think I talked to you about this, but this last month I did a session with a couple from Thailand, and they'd brought a dog with them that the husband had adopted, you know, as a puppy over there. And the interesting thing is they did a DNA test on this dog. And it came back 100% Southeast Asian street dog. Well, I didn't even know they had genetic type stuff on these dogs. But the dog is now my experience. You can tell me if I'm wrong. When I see the community dogs or street dogs in India, they I can remember my genetics training in school and being shown pictures of when they congealed all the domestic dog DNA, you'd end up with a generic looking dog. And they all kind of look, that generic picture I remember looks very much like the community or street dogs of India. And it's the same physical build that I saw in this Southeast Asian street dog. And anyway, so I'm wondering, do you know, have you ever tested the genetics on the street dogs in India? Because I wonder, would they come up Indian street dogs or what?
you don't have to. And on our website, under Saving India's Dogs, we have a link at the bottom. I think I've told you that about before. There's a website and called the Indog Project, the Indigenous Village Dog of the Indian Subcontinent. And they say it's a dingo-type dog, village dog, and of Asia and Africa also. So they say these dogs belong to a group classified as primitive and aboriginal dogs distinct from modern breeds. They include the Australian dingo, the Canaan dog of Israel, the New Guinea singing dog, and the Central African village dog, ancestor of the Basenji. I know you know about the Basenji.
Yeah, yeah.
And the problem is these are in way purebred indigenous dogs, but now they are mixing with the, you know, abandoned pet dogs. So people buy dogs in India, you know, it's a status thing. They ignore the dogs on the street the way we might ignore the pigeons and go out and buy, you know, a parrot. You know, not that parrots aren't needing help and wonderful birds. But so they'll get the breed dog, and the Pomeranians are very popular, and you know, the dogs that, the breeds that we love. But then if they don't want them, they have a problem, especially during the pandemic, they'll just abandon them to the street. Because the shelters in India, they're pretty much a no-kill. So they're not going to kill a healthy dog. So those dogs, if they're not spayed and neutered, they're mixing with
With the street dogs, and so they're contaminating the genetic pool.
So they're
Yeah, I don't know. I just got kind of fascinated about the genetic whole thing, because the interesting thing for me when I did this session with this Asian couple and this dog, who is several years old now, it's an adult dog, but, you know, the genetics, 100% Southeast Asian street dog, I had to really tap dance during the session, because this dog was so smart. And then when she took to my techniques and methods really fast, but I realized in working with her, she's so smart, but in a different way than our domestic dogs. And it was, anyways, a fascinating session to do. And these dogs are incredibly intelligent, but I think have different genetic coding in them. So I would imagine it's very much the same for the indigenous Indian dogs.
Yeah, this website is ndog.co.in. We have a link on our website. It's really interesting. So please go on that, or I'll send that to you. And if you see the dogs in India on the street, they'll wait at the light to cross. Or they'll cross with people. So they have to be intelligent, because they have street smarts.
Oh, yeah. This Southeast Asian dog was really smart. And but like I said, but in intelligent ways that our domestic dogs aren't. It was really fascinating. Anyway, Nathan can relax. Let's take a quick time out to take care of advertisers right now. And we'll do that. And then we will come back and chat more with Eileen about all the animals in India that need help. And by the way, it's Eileen Reintraub joining us. And the organization is helpanimalsindia.org. So get on the website. And if you don't do anything else, sign up for the newsletter. It's fabulous. Anyway, stay right where you are. More with Eileen and Help Animals India straight ahead, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can learn all about them at their website, newprosupplements.com. And gosh, the best cat vitamins, and they're, you can use them as treats and to get picky eaters to eat their food. The dog powdered supplement for the skin and coat is phenomenal. Comes in a hip and joint formula as well. And if you want your dog's hair to stay on their body and not shed all over your house constantly, NuPro is absolutely the best with that. And you can, like I said, check them out at the website, newprosupplements.com. A lot of the dog supplements you can find at a lot of local pet stores, and they're also available on Amazon. And of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline, is in her home now. And what an incredible experience to experience the gongs, be worked on with the acutonic forks, and vibration. Jude can work with you in person or remotely. Whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook for videos and such. And you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And remember me, if you got dogs and they got problems, I'm the one that can help you resolve them quickly. 98-99% of the time, we get it under control and resolved very fast. Every once in a while, we get a more challenging case, but I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has got issues with their dogs, just have them give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty, then. It is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, and Anything Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And Eileen does one of the best jobs and covers all of India and beyond. So from helpanimalsindia.org, it's Eileen Weintraub. Good morning again, Eileen.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
All right.
We're still talking about the dogs.
Yeah, let's continue.
Okay, so I'd like to say that helping the dogs with the spay-neuter projects has not been easy. And I brought over one of the first nets to catch them about 20 years ago. And these
wow.
are long nets with collapsible handles. And they were made in the U.S. at an animal control company. And the reason the nets were such an improvement was before that they were using the lasso and the hook. It's not very
right.
nice to see. So then they started making the nets because they were fishing villages. They had the nets already. So now all the groups in India use the net instead.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And so catching the dogs, you have to have skilled dog catches. And sometimes the dogs are friendly and they can just be picked up, and other times it's quite. We have a video on our website. It's kind of a charming video of lighthearted, of catching the dogs. But you know, it's not a they don't know what's going on. So then learning how to skillfully do spay neuter, that's been a long project. Of improving the techniques, doing it safely, doing it so the dogs can be released quickly and not have any side effects. So there's a lot of groups, you know, you say I help all of India. There's many, many groups that help in India and from other countries too, Europe and Australia, which are a lot closer than the United States. So then they have to learn how to safely do the spay-neuter and train up the vets and pay the vets. But you know, it's a long way. There's been many trials and errors of injectable vaccines for sterilization, and that's a whole another subject. So there's many groups, there's Alliance for Animal Birth Control here in the U.S. that work on a injection that will work over long term with no side effects, and is not costly. So there's been many trials and errors with that, and that, but right now the groups still just have surgery mostly. And then for cats, that's a whole another subject, because cats weren't a priority by the municipalities because they generally don't bite people as much or carry rabies to bite people. So it wasn't seen as a human health concern. So I think most of the vets did not know how to do cat sterilization. So there's been several training camps for that. And, you know, everyone wants to help out people who have cats, too.
Well, and, you know, that's the first step in trying to get out of control populations of street dogs, street cats, that sort of thing. The first step is to have a program in place to spay and neuter these guys, because, you know, as long as they're intact and keep breeding, then the population grows. But if you can start, you know, getting everybody spayed and neutered, at least it doesn't expand. And, you know, when the elders pass on, you know, the numbers go down.
Well, that's what I keep telling the group now. Right now, they don't have early sterilization in India the way we do. We have it, about 3 months or something like that. And the reason is, sometimes the puppies and kittens, you know, they wouldn't survive the conditions there. Or so what was the point? But now that conditions are improving, and the vets were not trained, they were nervous about doing early sterilization. So, you know, around here, if you adopt out a puppy or kitten from a shelter, they'll generally be sterilized already. That's why, you know, Meow Cat Rescue has foster homes, and to you know, so the kittens can make it to an age where they can be sterilized.
You're right. And and Marilyn said with the cats, it's usually 10 to 12 weeks before they weigh enough to have the surgery.
Yeah, because the groups here, I mean, they tried every other method, and they just couldn't trust people to bring them back. Like, you know, oh, I just want to have one litter so the children can see the miracle of birth, you know, things like that.
Yeah, and because it used to be that's, you know, you would adopt a cat or puppy from a shelter, and you'd get a certificate, you know, that you could come back to have them spayed or neutered. But you're right. We humans can be very irresponsible and didn't follow through with that. And that's where this idea of the very early spay and neuters and doing it before they're ever adopted out came from. And it's not because, you know, we know that that's a healthier way to raise the animals. It really is the only way to counter the irresponsibility of humans.
And they say it's an easier operation on a young animal. They bounce back very quickly.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, they don't have that in India right now. So people still have to bring them back.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, they're still learning how to spay and neuter adult dogs and cats.
Yeah.
Let alone
it's behind the
I mean, the good news is it's not a complicated surgery. It really is quite simple. And so once they start learning it, it's easy to teach, and hopefully they'll be on board. And you know, they also don't have the same kind of setup that you know, I assume that, you know, I mean, there are shelters and that sort of thing, but probably not as prolifically.
They have adoptions, but they're kind of lower than ours, you know, in terms of numbers.
Yeah.
So they're so busy out rescuing. So just getting back to a few of the accomplishments of Blue Cross of India, can I just mention a few more?
Oh, totally. Absolutely.
Yeah, so they banned the cruel export of monkeys, because, you know, India has a lot of monkeys.
Yeah.
And, you know, we experiment on monkeys here. So where do these monkeys come from, you know?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. And then also frog legs. So you were talking about frogs earlier. So they were being decimated for gourmet meals. But they're invaluable controlling mosquitoes in India. So they were they need their frog populations.
Yeah. So they got to stop eating them, right?
Yeah.
Stop eating the frogs. They need to eat the mosquitoes.
Yeah. And then they would have, they would ban the heavily loaded bullock carts. So, you know, I guess just getting back to what the ASPCA did in our country with the, you know, horses having to pull a lot and, you know, have some standards for the working animals. And then they have animal mobile ambulances and animal hospitals and animal shelters. So it's a very big place, and they have thousands of animals at the
shelter.
This
is the Blue
Cross? I've been there several times.
And that's the Blue Cross?
Blue Cross of India, yeah. And, and there's you know, there's thousands of animal groups.
Yeah, and it's just really nice that, that you pay so close attention and know who's doing what and where the help is needed, so you can you know, send the money where it's most useful. It's really nice to know that you do that, and you keep us informed so incredibly well. The Help Animals India website is phenomenal. And Eileen does a fantastic newsletters, and you say you only do that every other month, but they are just so full, chock full of great information.
Yeah, this month I'll be adding, you know, everything that I talked about the Blue Cross of India. So
wonderful.
Just go to our website, helpanimalsindia.org, and the sign-up form comes, and just leave your email. That's all.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's an easy thing to do, and frankly, that's one of the only ways. You know, we know if you guys are paying attention, as if you know you go to helpanimalsindia.org and sign up for the newsletter, then at least we'll know you're
anything. So give me a thrill and.
Yeah, make Eileen's
local,
day.
People.
HelpAnimalsIndia.org, sign up for the newsletter, make Eileen's day, and let her know that somebody besides me and Nathan is listening. And we'd also love you to make a donation to help those animals of India. I set mine up as a monthly donation, so I don't even have to think about it anymore. It just automatically goes, which is great. And I feel a whole lot better because I feel like I'm doing a little part to help those animals.
And you know, you're not just helping the animals; you're helping the people who love them, and the little kids, you know, who want to help the animals. You know how much children relate to animals. So
absolutely.
You know, when those children find a puppy or a kitten, we want to support the places where they can go to get help. You know, these are very poor children. Their families don't have money for vets or anything like that. So, you know, that's where the support goes. And then when you help a child with their animals, then they remember that for their life, and they become animal rescuers themselves. So, you know, it goes like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It happened to me.
Yep. And before we have to wrap up, I want to just touch base and find out about the elephants, because, you know, you support the elephant rescue sanctuary. And so any reports on the elephants?
Well, they're doing really well, the six elephants, and working at getting two more. It just takes some time.
So that's still in the process for the two newcomers that eventually will...
takes longer in India, you know. A lot of bureaucracy, a lot of politics, and I did see the parade. India had their Republic Day parade, and you know, that was their anniversary kind of thing, And it was like 100 times our Thanksgiving Day parade. My God.
Wow.
It was incredible. And just float after float after float, and so many hundreds of thousands of people. So they did have horses. They did have horses, and they had camels. They had the camel brigade, so hundreds of camels. But I was very pleased to see there was only one elephant, and it was fake.
Yeah, you know, because animals have been used, you know, for entertainment in that country, and street elephants
and war. They were elephants used for war, and then
in the logging industry and so forth.
Yeah, so you know, elephant population is being respected a little bit more. So we're supporting six of them and. At least happy we can do that for now.
All right. Well, I sure appreciate you, Eileen, and thank you for spending part of your Sunday morning with us on Animal World once a month to keep us informed about all the great work that's, you know, and that's being done and needs to be done in India. And for all of you that want to get on board and help Eileen with her work, it is helpanimalsindia.org. And all you got to do is go to the website and sign up for the newsletter, Make Eileen's Day, and let us know that you're actually listening. And if you can afford any kind of donation, any amount helps on an individual basis or an ongoing monthly basis. It's all appreciated. And by the way, our money goes a lot farther in India. Isn't it? It's worth a lot more now, right? Eileen?
Well, it's about double from when I started helping 20 years ago.
Wow, yeah, that's
so you
great.
Can fund a vet salary for like about $600 a month.
And, wow. You know,
yeah, for the whole month. And a shelter worker for about $150, $200.
Wow.
So, you know,
wow, amazing.
And you're supporting these people, too, who are making a difference, you know, getting a job helping with kindness to animals. So they're learning about helping animals in their job.
Yeah, it just seems to work all the way around. So thank you so much for your work. We so appreciate you. And I will look forward to our chat again. Boy, it'll be March.
Oh my God! It'll be like spring already, right? You know.
Well, that's when it happens in March. I'm just wondering right now: is winter really coming back? I hope so. We can use more snow and snowpack in the mountains. And I sent my frogs back to bed.
How warm it is? I think I don't know. So.
Yeah, my frogs. I told my frogs to go back to bed. They all did. But hopefully, it's going to get colder again.
All right.
Anyway, appreciate you, Eileen, and I look forward to our next conversation, so we'll talk to you next month. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Take care,
everybody. God bless. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
All righty. We are going to take care of our advertisers for one more time in this hour. We'll come back and finish up with any, follow-up stuff we got to chat about, and we'll sneak in current events, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos, Sunday, February 4 at 1 p.m. Pacific, with Archetypal Symbols Panel about the Aquarius New Moon, told with symbolic metaphors, some numerology and tarot telling its astrological vision theme, birth prosperity. So come journey with us. Talk Cosmos Sunday, February 4 at 1 p.m. on KNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, gosh, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, our bioenergetic synchronization technique best practitioner, and energy codes, and she is available to work with you either in person at her office. She works out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. She also can work with you remotely. And she and brother Dr. Nils Rasmussen will be joining us next week. And, of course, the second Sunday of the month is our Healing Sunday. And you get to call in and get free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And speaking of free treatments, Linda continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. If you've been on the air with us and gotten a free treatment on the air, that doesn't count. You're still eligible for this free introductory session. It's just for new clients in person only. But you can get the free treatment in person or remotely. So you call or text Linda Rasmussen at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, just shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. Nathan, how about we do a little current events? Alrighty, coming up on our current events calendar, the big, huge event of the month. It is time once again for the Great Backyard Bird Count. And this is the bird count headed up by Cornell University in California. And it's a bird count around the world. And they use all the counts to do whatever they do related to birds. And it is this year is February 16th. Through the 19th. And so what you do for, 5 minutes or 15 minutes, whatever time you have during those days, you go out and count the birds that you have around you. And if you want more details how to participate, you can go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, and click on current events. because there's a lot more information there and I think links that you can use with this. But what I'm going to do is just continue to use my regular bird app, Merlin bird app from Cornell is the one that you can keep track of all the birds that you've sighted. And you can take a photograph and immediately get an identification on your phone. Or you can do what I do is just record them singing, record their vocals, and then it identifies the bird. So I don't have to do anything except do my regular record the birds and then report them, and you know, on my phone as I do, and it'll be in the count. So that's the easy way to do it, is get the Merlin link, do it that way, or go to marthanorwalk.com, click on current events, and you'll find more details there. Let's see, I already told you about Linda's free session for a free introductory bioenergetic synchronization technique. You can call Linda Rasmussen or text her at 206-841-1992. Let's see, Northwest Stream Center up in South Everett. They're doing a lot of tree plantings right now. It's the time of year to get new trees in the ground next to the salmon creeks and so forth. Let's see. These are volunteer opportunities. Trees be our Valentine. They say plant trees with your sweetie. And Adopt a Stream Foundation, Saturday, February 10th, 9 a.m. to noon, Woods Creek on Simons Road in Monroe. And Coon Creek Planting will be Saturday, February 24th, 9 a.m. to noon at Coon Creek. March Madness, March 2nd, 9 a.m. to noon, Quilceta Creek. And then again for St. Patrick's Day, planting will be March 16th, 9 a.m. to noon at Coon Creek again. So you can go to streamkeeper.org to get all those details, or you could go to marthanorwalk.com and click on current events, because you'll always find more links and details there. Let's see, upcoming events here. Well, Homeward Pet Adoption Center, you can mark your calendars, going to have their annual kitten shower. That's when they collect stuff for kittens. That'll be April 6th. It's a free event, and you're encouraged to bring donations of food, litter, kitten toys, and cash are highly encouraged. And then the Homeward Annual Furball Dinner and Auction is going to be May 4th right now, and tickets are supposed to come on sale this month, so I'll let you know as soon as that happens. Seattle Humane, their annual Tuxes and Tails Gala will be at the Fremont Studios this year, Saturday, May 18th. And Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project still looking for cat carriers. And there's a link to what to do with them on marthanorwalk.com in current events. And I think that pretty much covers it. Next week, of course, is Healing Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen, and free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. So I hope you'll join us for that. And in the follow-up department, the only thing I have to say is, I was so excited for the last month, because on Animal TV, there was actually something to get excited about. Jackson Galaxy was back, and My Cat from Hell, and My Cat from Hell marathons all Saturday evening for the last three or four Sundays. But yesterday, no more My Cat from Hell. It's looking like they're getting geared up for the Puppy Bowls and stuff next weekend, or, you know, with the Super Bowl and so forth. But anyway, so I was totally disappointed about that. Jackson Galaxy shows are just so phenomenal. And if you got any kind of problems with your cats, you need to be watching his shows. The shows have gotten better and better. The new ones are incredible. He's doing a much better job of explaining the parts and how he puts these programs together and what you have to do to solve these kind of problems. But he is the guy if you get cat problems. And hopefully the shows won't take so long to come back again. And I do have a couple of things to follow up with Merritt and Beth shortly, because I haven't heard anything. There's a couple of animal things I want to check with them. But the last follow-up thing is that we're gearing up for Nathan's big trip. Woohoo!
Packing our bags, we should say.
Yeah, so it's coming up pretty soon. So hey, why don't you share with us where, when, and where are you going?
Yeah, so if you missed the past couple of shows, I'm going to be taking a trip to the Philippines to be with a girl I've been dating online for the very first time. And so,
well, no, you've been dating her online for a couple of years.
Yeah, so but
right?
I'm going to be seeing her for the very
first time.
You're going
to meet her in person
in
for the first time.
Seen her lots of times and done, you know, arrangements virtually with video calls and Facebook Messenger, stuff like that. But this will be the first time I'll be able to get to hold her hand in person. So,
oh, how
it'll
fun.
Be very
oh,
exciting.
This is so exciting. So when do you leave?
I'll be leaving a week from tomorrow in the
all
morning.
Right. And then you're gone. You're going to be gone for a couple of weeks, huh?
Mm-hmm. For 15 days, I'll be gone February 12th through the 27th.
Now, you are going to come back, right?
Yes. Legally, I have to.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure
okay.
My heart wouldn't want to come back, but legally,
right.
I have
to. But legally, you're required to come back,
yes.
So I don't have to panic about that. I haven't asked him yet, Punk, but do you think he'll take me on FaceTime to meet her for the first time?
It's going to be a little bit tricky. It is a 16-hour difference in time, but we can find
difference.
Something. Unfortunately,
wow.
It probably wouldn't be able to work for the show, but I could
yeah,
do
wouldn't
something
that be fun?
Off
live report
show
from
hours.
The Philippines? Well,
that would be.
We'll have to see how that goes. But anyway, so we all want to think good thoughts that all the show prepping and Nathan's gearing up. We're going to do all this production ahead of time. So all of the shows here on KKNW are all taken care of. And then his backup people will be able to take care of us. No problem. And we'll send we'll give him a big send off next week. And then I don't think we'll have live reports from Philippines just because of that 16-hour difference. But you never know. Nathan
you
might get
could,
creative.
You might get some. It'll be something that I have to navigate. And sure, I'll be able to send you pictures and you can, you know, report on what I've sent you. And maybe I can answer a few questions here and there. My internet access will be somewhat limited. I mean, everything I'll have to do will have to be through the internet, which will be no problem. We're friends on Facebook, so we got that covered.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I know you've got to be so excited to do this. And so we'll be thinking really good thoughts and praying for Nathan and a wonderful trip. And Fia.
Yes.
Is her name, right?
Fia Ann.
Fia Ann. Oh, how nice. And she just looks adorable. Long, dark hair and very attractive young lady. But we have to make sure that she can toe the line for our Nathan. So anyway, we will send him off big time next week. And right now we got to fire up the love train because we got to do our energizing and dancing one more time. Remember, dancing is required. You don't get to sit this one out. Well, technically you can, because you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train. We'll cruise by and pick you up. And we got to send this love and light all over the planet. You know, we got two wars on the planet going on. We need to send peace everywhere. So help me with that. And I always energize up the love train music to give us extra energy for the day. And I do that with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. And animals24-7.org is next. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.